Getting reps here for a few days on camp at all?
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow, and then we'll be here on the bench for here. So, yeah, we'll do a certain modification practice, and we want to get some home time under the belt. We worked with him when we were in the camp, and we worked with him here.
Was the pace one of the things that you might have talked to Bill Belichick about since he did that last year? Did he have any issues with it at all?
No, it's not an issue for us whatsoever. I never thought it was a certain. We understand the rules, and we'll play by it. You know, it's a real simple concept to me that. If the speed's limit 65, even though I want to go 85, if there's a cop out there, you're not going 85. You know what I mean? It's a real simple concept. So we're not going to change it. So I like it. We're excited to play.
One of the points of the article is that they want to limit the play to a certain extent so because of injury factors, it'd be you increase the risk of injury if you run more plays. Do you ever do any studies or people around you do any studies about that at Oregon, about the amount of plays or teams that play new?
No, I think sometimes people. Spread out than a lot of people, so I would say you should do a study on injuries when all these people are crammed in a small box. I don't know, and I've not done a study on that, so you know, I just think just tell us what the rules are. We always play by the rules. So.
Chip, when the Patriots are in, will you guys be together for individuals or split?
We'll be split for individual. We'll do all our team stuff in 7-on-7 and 1-on-1s against each other, but we'll be split for you know, the first portion of practice. I mean, their individuals obviously what they do and what we do are certainly different, so there's no reason for us to try to learn what they do or for them to learn what we do. So we'll be split for the first part of it, and then you know, basically 1-on-1, 7-on-7, 11-on-11 will be against each other.
So will there be any opportunities for, you know, say, your quarterbacks and their quarterbacks to try to get together and learn from each other or anything like that, or will it mostly just be a competitive?
This is a summer camp.
We do have multiple 7-on-7 and multiple.
We'll have multiple 7-on-7s of what we talked about, and then we'll do team on one field, but we'll do 7-on-7s and 1-on-1 at the second locations.
Chip, what are your early impressions of Matt Barkley and how he's sort of picking up what you wanted to pick up?
Yeah, first off, with Matt,
saw him for many years back then. He's obviously different than he said. He's about 15 pounds, so it looks a little bit differently. For your camp, same type of guy, though. Have you seen similar characters?
Chris, yeah, I think in the last couple of days, you really see.
You mentioned a cop analogy. I mean, when you say that, are you going to be first couple games, maybe you testing them, them testing you to see exactly how fast you can go?
So what effect does that have on the special teams in particular?
It does. You know, I think he was one of the reasons we thought about him. I think we have two linebackers in the league, and Mike Hendricks, who we're excited about, but it added depth to the inside linebacker spot. It really was a standout special teams player. You know, in his four games a year.
Jeff, what have you seen from Michael? What have you seen from Michael and Nick on the field, and what kind of progression, if any, have you seen them make here in the like first week or so?
I see him understanding better what we're doing. You know, what's really how camp works is you're in the circle, and then you start going back to when you started in the circle. So, you know, you're repeating plays on today that you're putting on day one. So, you're starting to get more familiar. You don't expect any of them on day one when you insert anything familiar or anything like that. So, they're starting to get more familiar. The other thing you start to see is what they feel comfortable with. Start to get a feel, and they start to express themselves. You know, a lot of conversations go on. What do you like to hear? What's going on back? What's your choices and stuff? What do you like? You know, because it really doesn't matter what we like to put in there. What are you texting? So, the more we get a chance to get familiar with them, they get familiar with the entire offense. And that's what you start to see. Things start to matter to change their lives. You know, maybe they're sitting on that again. You know, they start to feel. And it's almost what kind of looking at them as if they're in the slums behind them. You know, it's not like kind of going crazy.
For you, have you seen that? Have you seen it through them?
Yeah, I've seen all those guys. I mentioned it's Trent Bolton. I think the game's starting to slow down. So Trent's starting to get comfortable out there, starting to feel in position. Because you're asking him, you know, it's an interesting thing we're asking him to do. You know, you ask him to learn a new skill quickly, to execute in a certain amount of time with a lot of people watching. And then if you make a mistake, don't think about it right at the end of the game. So it's a process, and it's a learning process, and part of the learning process is doing it, and the only way way you can get better at it is if you do it and you make a mistake and then you correct it. Now, if they continue to make the same mistake over and over again, that's not everything. And that's not the most.
We've been getting as many reps on the outside as slot. How is your clinical evaluator?
Yeah, he's getting both. I mean, I couldn't sit here.
Chip, how scary is it when you see somebody of the caliber of Jason Peters go in early and you have any early feel for it?
How scary is it?
So, yeah, I mean,
he said he was okay, so I wasn't overly concerned. I'm going to check, and I don't get any. Again, I'm not being invasive. I don't get any updates on the field. I just know if they're out, so we need to stop the practice. So I don't get an update on this.
But no indication.
But Jason, I didn't see anything. I saw Mac a couple days ago. Kevin was pretty serious. Because Mac was pretty serious, so I didn't get that feeling from Jason. I truly don't know. I'll get it.
Chip, how much of the offense do you have installed so far?
Most of it. I don't know exactly. We're getting back.
So will it all be in for the first preseason game?
Yeah, but we won't call it all in the first preseason game, but we'll have everything that we're going to learn in before that. We're talking 15 days before your first preseason game, so it'll be in. But then what we select will be pared down for that game itself.
Well, you'll have kind of a full selection for the different quarterbacks to get what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, but we won't be able to practice
all
that, so it's not.
Right.
We're not going to have our entire offense game as an eight. We're going to select them out. Because, again, it's still really a big evaluation period for us. It's live, it's official, it's tackling, it's a whole nine yards. You can get that kind of simulated run of legitimate games. We won't have such a vast array of plays that we're handcuffing our guys and get off the plate.
How
much interaction? What kind of role do you have in the roster moves? Are you involved in those as much as you are on the offseason? The roster moves when you're adding a guy, even at this time of year.
Yeah,
anytime
of year we talk about
time.
I'll put up those kind of numbers. What were the factors that enabled it? I mean, it's pretty astounding.
His numbers?
Yeah.
It was really good. And I was smart enough.